from reporters who see for themselves. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
That is every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. from Morning Edition here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from
Accomplishments. Scott Newman, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Beginning with Brahms in the 1 p.m. hour, one of the Hungarian dances played by the Cleveland Orchestra and conductor George Zell, Hungarian Dance number 19 in B minor on Kansas Public Radio. There's much more still ahead. The New York Friends of Chamber Music, they've got quite a performance for us later. We'll hear the piano quartet of French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, a quite lovely piece, followed later by an overture by Richard Wagner to one of his operatic productions, the overture to Delphine or The Fairies. That's all ahead on KPR. The Russian Philharmonic and conductor Dmitry Oblonsky with us next to keep the dance atmosphere going, with the help of music by Antonín Dvořák. Prague Waltzes are next for you on KPR. Antonín Dvořák's Prague Waltzes, performed by the Russian Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Dmitry Oblonsky, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 1:16 is the time. Still to come, in the second half of the hour, is one of Richard Wagner's operatic overtures to an opera that he wrote but never in his lifetime saw performed, but will revive some music from Delphine or The Fairies, as in a bit, here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas State University, where K-State Extension experts provide education and resources in all 105 counties to support farmers, families, and communities across Kansas. More information at k-state.edu. And the Raven Bookstore in downtown Lawrence, hosting events with authors Shelon David, Nicole Woods, Bill Sheldon, and Karen Miriam Goldberg this March. More information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. Currently 80 degrees on the KU campus. Today's high around 83, skies sunny, and occasional 30-mile-an-hour southwest winds. By tonight, though, things are going to shift back into stormy weather. We'll have a low of 42 degrees tonight, and showers and thunderstorms are likely. 80% chance of rain this evening, especially in the overnight hours. For tomorrow morning, showers and thunderstorms possible, 60% chance of rain, and a good chance of showers for tomorrow afternoon with a high of 51. We have French chamber music next to enjoy with the New York Friends of Chamber Music Ensemble, and a piece referred to as a forgotten masterpiece of the French composer Camille Saint-Saëns from 1875. The second of the two piano quartets he composed in B-flat major for you next on KPR. Composed in 1875, the second piano quartet in B-flat major by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, performed there by the New York Friends of Chamber Music Ensemble, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 1:47 now, a little over 10 minutes until our next NPR News update. KPR is always seeking to expand its news coverage, and that's because of support from more than 6,000 listeners just like you. In-depth reporting matters so much to our members that they're willing to spend 10 or 20 or even more every month to ensure the service continues to grow. Their support matters, and so does yours. Take a minute and go to kansaspublicradio.org to donate today. Thanks to all of you for your marvelous support of Kansas Public Radio. We have a little time left in this hour, and we've got the Malaga Philharmonic Orchestra with conductor Alexander Abari next for music by Richard Wagner and the overture to one of his operas, an opera that he wrote but never had performed in his lifetime in 1834, and it's called Dyphine, or The Fairies, and it's a standard fairy tale story of a fairy princess who falls in love with a human king, with kisses, curses, journeys through the underworld, and everybody coming together at the end in a grand musical finale. Overture to The Fairies, next on Kansas Public Radio. The overture to a opera by Richard Wagner from 1834, known as Dyphine, or The Fairies, with the Malaga Philharmonic Orchestra led by Alexander Abari, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We're just about ready for our next NPR News update, and we'll get into another hour of classical music between 2 and 3 p.m., an hour that'll bring us Tafel Musik and a bit of music for cellos by Antonio Vivaldi, plus the Philadelphia Orchestra and Philippe Entremont on piano, bringing us the wonderful Sweet Nights in the Gardens of Spain by Manuel de Falla. That and much more still to come on KPR.
News.
All things considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from the Lead Center, presenting the multinational vocal quartet Il Divo with guest instrumental trio Simply Three tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
5. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. There's the New Zealand Symphony and conductor Anthony Witt and music by Carl Maria von Weber, an overture to one of his comedic operas from 1811, one based on a story found in 1001 Nights, the overture to Abu Hassan on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be back with you for a little while longer to enjoy some classical music before All Things Considered at 3 p.m., an hour that'll bring us music for two cellos by Vivaldi with the Tafel Musik Ensemble. Later still, pianist Philippe Entremont and the Philadelphia Orchestra bring us to a magical place, thanks to the music of Manuel de Falla. We've got for you later Nights in the Gardens of Spain for piano and orchestra. The Moscow soloists and conductor Yuri Bashme have something for us next by Edvard Grieg. Two somethings, as a matter of fact. Next we'll hear two tunes that go by the name of Cow Call and Peasant Dances. Edvard Grieg's two Nordic melodies here on KPR. The Moscow soloists, conductor Yuri Bashme, and music by Edvard Grieg. Two tunes called Cow Call and Peasant Dances. Two Nordic melodies from Grieg here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:21 now, and in just over 10 minutes, we'll have along the Philadelphia Orchestra, and we'll be transported to the beauty of the Spanish countryside in Nights in the Gardens of Spain. Music for piano and orchestra by Manuel de Falla, still to come here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds. Buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. And KU's Natural History Museum celebrating Pi Day with clues to find examples of pi throughout the museum on Saturday, March 14th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. More at biodiversity.ku.edu. On the KU campus right now, 84 degrees, about as warm as they think it'll get today with 30-mile-an-hour wind gusts from the southwest. By tonight, we'll have a low of 42 degrees, as well as an excellent chance of showers and thunderstorms possible as well. About a 60% chance of rain for this evening. That's expected late tonight and also in the overnight hours. For tomorrow morning, a 40% chance of morning showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures near 50 for Wednesday. We'll listen next to the Tafel Musik Ensemble, led by Jean Lehmann, for music by Antonio Vivaldi. A concerto for two cellos is next on KPR. From Antonio Vivaldi, Concerto for Two Cellos in G Minor, put on by members of the ensemble Tafel Musik under conductor Jean Lehmann on Kansas Public Radio. 2:34 is the time, and at 3 o'clock, it will be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on this evening, you can catch more classical music between the hours of 7 and 9 p.m. No matter how you get your news of the day, whether that's in your car, at the office, at home, or on the go, your support ensures that KPR will always be your place for news about the things that really matter to you, whether they occur around the globe or down the street. KPR never lets up in its commitment to serve our listeners because you matter. Make a difference. Donate now at kansaspublicradio.org. We thank you for your support of KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, serving children and families through the CASA program, where trained volunteers advocate for abused and neglected children in court. Details at CASALVKS.org. We move on now to the Philadelphia Orchestra, conductor Eugene Ormandy, and with them pianist Philippe Entremont, and music composed in 1909 by Manuel de Falla during his time in Paris. He set out to work, create a series of keyboard nocturnes that he later expanded into a full suite for piano and orchestra, one which, for its vibe and mood, puts us in the jasmine-scented gardens surrounding the beautiful Alhambra Palace in Spain. They call this Nights in the Gardens of Spain. The Philadelphia Orchestra and Philippe Entremont next on Kansas Public Radio. The Philadelphia Orchestra, led by Eugene Ormandy, pianist Philippe Entremont in on the fun as well, with music by Spanish composer Manuel de Falla, composed first in 1909 as a series of keyboard nocturnes. We heard Nights in the Gardens of Spain here on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it is just about 3 p.m., All Things Considered from NPR News just ahead. Don't forget that you can catch more classical music this evening between 7 and 9. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me here on a Tuesday afternoon, and I'll have more wonderful classical music for you at noon tomorrow. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 3 o'clock.
Public Radio and the Arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Arch Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com.
84 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Topeka. It is 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Thanks for joining us here for our All Things Considered this afternoon. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. We'll talk about the high cost of child care. And then a Kansas law forced a foster family to decide between asking their adopted son to move out when he turned 18 or send four younger boys out of their foster home. State lawmakers are now considering a bill to make sure other foster families are not forced to make that same impossible choice.
This bill will hopefully impact our ability to retain those families because we need every single one of them.
Coming up in just about 25 minutes, how a Kansas law is unintentionally punishing foster parents who adopt the children in their care. The story is coming up. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
Did you know that the KPR website has an online store? KPR branded reusable mugs, water bottles, umbrellas, a sale on tote bags. Check out the KPR online store when you have a moment at kansaspublicradio.org today. 80% chance of rain tonight with thunderstorms likely this evening. Lows tonight in the lower 40s. The time is 3:20.
This is NPR News.
Iranian Kurdish opposition groups exiled in Iraq are preparing for the fall of the Islamic Republic next door in Iran.
Iranian regime will fall. The end could be now or in 1 year, but the Americans will support us and we are going in.
A visit to one of their camps on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Layla Fadel, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas counties since 2021 with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
We do have an 80% chance of rain tonight. Thunderstorms are likely this evening. Lows tonight in the lower 40s. It is 3:30.
Those serving President Trump while refusing to investigate Biden and Obama administration attorneys.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Kansas lawmaker wants to gradually remove property taxes altogether and replace them with a surcharge on retail transactions. But as State House reporter Zach Boblett explains, the bill needs some work.
Not ready for prime time was how a committee member described the bill Senator Michael Murphy brought forward. Murphy admitted himself that the bill needs some work. The legislation would decrease property taxes before removing them in 2028. Retail purchase surcharges would replace all property taxes. Purchases less than $20 would be subject to a 7.6% surcharge, while purchases of over $20 would include a flat $1.60 surcharge. Murphy said too many exemptions for corporations have led to increased property taxes for other Kansans.
People have been given exemptions for sales tax or property tax, and all that has shifted to the people.
Opponents of the bill say the tax would disproportionately affect people with lower incomes. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
A Kansas House committee today advanced a bill that would stop cities and counties from requiring landlords to accept rental assistance vouchers from tenants. The bill appears to target a City of Lawrence ordinance that bars landlords from rejecting tenants based on the source of their income. Critics argue that the bill hurts low-income renters amid a housing shortage, but supporters say the city rules put too many restrictions on landlords. Republican State Representative Paul Wagner says landlords should have the choice to accept vouchers that come with more federal regulations.
This bill addresses an issue that should be addressed, but not by us.
It should be addressed by the Kansas State Board of Education and our local school boards.
The bill would provide no additional funding for local school districts to enforce the policy. It now awaits action from Democratic Governor Laura Kelly, who has voiced support for a cell phone ban. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I have now realized that two stories were hopelessly confused. Let's go back. Back to Representative Paul Wagner, who says landlords should have the choice to accept vouchers that come with more federal regulations.
This bill addresses an issue that should be addressed, but not by us.
Well, I'm just going to assume that that particular piece of tape does not exist. We'll get you the full stories coming up 1 hour from now in our next update of news headlines. Moving on now to weather. There's an 80% chance of rain tonight. Thunderstorms are likely this evening. Lows in the lower 40s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A 50% chance of rain in the morning. Mostly sunny in the afternoon and much cooler. We are expecting a high in the lower 50s tomorrow. Then tomorrow night, mostly clear and quite a bit cooler with lows down in the 30s, highs into the upper 50s for Thursday. It is 84 degrees in Lawrence and the time is 3:35. You are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. A Kansas law is forcing some foster parents who have adopted to choose between their kids or giving up their license to be foster parents. As Dylan Lyson reports, child welfare advocates and lawmakers are working to fill a hole in the law that's been tearing families apart.
Jonathan Stahl and his wife Katie is expected to take up the bill this week. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Olathe.
Kansas News Service is a collaboration of public radio stations throughout the region, including Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll find more of their stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Thanks so much for spending part of your afternoon with us here at KPR. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:01. Then, U.S. officials believe that Russia has been providing Iran with the locations of U.S. forces in the Middle East. Now, that impact isn't viewed as particularly significant. However,
it does offer some leaps in Iranian existing tools, but it's not a fundamental game changer.
More on Russia's actions and how it might benefit from helping Iran during this war coming up on KPR. Stick with us.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
80% chance of rain tonight. Thunderstorms are likely this evening. Lows in the lower 40s tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of rain in the morning. Clearing in the afternoon. Much cooler tomorrow with highs in the lower 50s. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4.
From the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, celebrating a century of supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at mott.org/100. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Are Iranian Kurdish opposition groups exiled in Iraq ready to fight a weakened Islamic Republic in Iran? That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning edition is the program, the best way to get caught up on all the news from overnight and more. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, K KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 84 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, and the time is 4 o'clock.